If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
It was such a burden early on in my Christian life. You couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't go to the beach. Women couldn't cut their hair. They couldn't wear certain clothes. They could not wear pants. You couldn't do anything. But you were coming to church because you were afraid. Every message, you were going to hell. Every message, you weren't living right. Everything was putting you down and telling you that you were a rotten person and you didn't deserve salvation. And you keep hearing that, and it becomes part of your unconscious mind. And then you were watching our contemporaries throughout the world. They were thriving and growing and being blessed and moving into higher heights of experiences with God, because they were being told God loves you. God's got good things prepared for you. And they were holding on to Jeremiah 29 and learning about God's plan for my life. We were relishing in, we were languishing in that fear that made us feel super holy because we were not doing what everybody else did. Amen. Well, now the day of reckoning has come. All that mess did not bring you closer to God. It made us more Pharisaical. It made us judge people when we couldn't see what was going on in their hearts. We thought everybody who danced around the altar was delivered. We didn't know they were trying to put a witchcraft spell on the altar. We thought everybody that came in church that was dressed in the long Pentecostal clothes was Holy Ghost filled. We thought the tongue that everybody was speaking was Holy Ghost, but it was witchcraft trying to put a spell on people around. And now we've learned that it's not in the tongues and it's not in dancing around the altar. It's in forgiving those who hurt me and loving those who speak evil of me and blessing them that curse me and praying for those who despitefully use me. It is walking above the foolishness of the world. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes in verse 17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example." In other words, look at our life as leaders. Then make your determination from that perspective. And I should not live a life that is hypocritical before you. I watch Cheaters sometimes because I just like stupid stuff. So I was joking with Sister Lambert. I said, "Why don't you call Cheaters and tell them to come follow your husband?" And she said, "You don't have a bit of sense." I said, "No, I'm serious. Call them up." And she's not going to do it. I said, "But call them up, and then the guy could be following me." I said, "He'll get on the phone and say, he's going to Best Buy again. He been there 5 times this week. He must be seeing somebody in Best Buy." We followed him as he was driving, and he found the donut place, Krispy Kreme. He's going to the church early in the morning. There ain't nobody there. He must be meeting somebody. It's 4:00 in the morning. Who's he meeting at the church? See, your life ought to be so open that you don't care who spots you. I run into people all the time. "Hi, Pastor. Hello." I was in Sam's the other day. Somebody said, "Hi, Bishop." "No, hi, Pastor." And they called for their mother. They said, "Look, look, it's Pastor Lambert." And the mother said, "Don't call him Pastor, he's Bishop." I said, "No, Pastor's good." And I just walked to get my hers. I was on a mission. They had big bags. but I stay away from the desserts. I just got my hers. But people see you all the time. Sister Lambert says, I can't take you nowhere. We were in the Bahamas, and I was paying for something with my credit card, and they took the credit card into the office, and the lady came out, and she called three or four people, come here, come here. And I said, oh, my God, something's wrong with my credit card. I said, maybe they found out I took it from Martin. And so she called these other people, and they're looking out the glass at me. And I said, excuse me, is there something wrong? She said, oh, no, we just watched you on TV today. I said, oh, okay, can I get my watch for free? I'm walking in favor now, Jack. She said, no, 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 we just want you to know we watch. I said, look at it. See, when you live for God, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to live a double life. You just live the way God wants you to live. I don't have to avert my eyes from anybody. I don't have to bow my head and walk out like a mafia hitman. I am a child of God when I'm on duty and off duty. I serve a Savior whose eyes are upon the righteous, whose eyes are always open. Yes, I fall. Yes, I'm not perfect, but I serve a Savior, and I'm covered and washed under the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. I told you, Bethel, you don't have to worry about the news saying I got a secret love shack somewhere with some Solomon concubine in it. You're not ever going to get a news report about that. You might get one about me hitting somebody. Almost happened last week. I got a dear friend who says if I get a call from you at midnight, I know to either bring bail money or a shovel. He know I'm a pastor. Amen. I said, I believe God can raise the dead. I'm going to give him a chance to prove. Let's move on to Philippians. Be followers together of me and mark them which walk so after you have heard of us for an example. Listen to this. He said, for there are many who try to walk like this. He said, and now I'm telling you, even weeping, I'm crying over this, that there are many who try to say that they live this way, but they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Everybody who says they're saved are not saved. Everybody who says they're a pastor are not pastors, and so forth through Ephesians 4. Just because somebody is used by God to speak in a service, that doesn't make them a prophet. God could just use them for the moment, but they are not in a prophetic office. And let's go on. He says, they are enemies of the cross, verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. I like that verse. Here's what it means. It means that they just live for personal pleasure. In other words, they're in the pulpit and in ministry so you can make them rich. Their God is their belly, their own consumption. They love, you know, I despise seeing people get treated like they're just servants. And some people in the ministry, they just treat their brothers and sisters like slaves. And that's not what God called us to be. We don't treat them like servants. Every now and then, say thank you when somebody does something for you. Let them know, I appreciate you. A little card. Thank you for what you do. This stuff's getting out of hand. Preachers have people walk up to the pulpit with them and wipe the sweat off their face. Preachers have nurses sit next to them. They're not real nurses. They sit next to them so they can wipe their face when they're preaching. Bringing the Bible up to the pulpit. They call them armor bearers. An armor bearer, if you understand, see, this is why I become angry when people don't understand history. An armor bearer was a slave who was forced to carry the armor of the person that they were serving. They didn't wake up and say, gee, I want to be an armor bearer. And so we got all these people now. This is my armor bearers. Paul said their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. Listen to this. Whose glory is in their shame. And Paul's trying to really regulate this thing here. What he's saying is their glory is in sexual conquest. They brag about sleeping with men and women. See, what you don't know is that a lot of these conferences, women are brought to these pastors and ministers. And I'm not speculating. That's why I don't go. And I won't let myself be part of them. Not all of them, but enough of them to cause me to cast a wary eye. Amen. This stuff that we're seeing God exposed, it's not exposing, it's not new. We just closed our eyes to it. We didn't want to see it. We didn't want to see that the pastor was sleeping their way through church. We didn't want to see that the organist was living a life that's substandard to the anointing. We wanted to shout over it, dance over it, and play over it. Amen. Young lady came to this church several years ago and asked to see me in my office. And the Holy Spirit said, no, don't take her in your office. I sat down right there in that chair where Sophia's sitting. I said, talk to me right here. She said, no, I got to go into your office to talk to you. And the Spirit spoke to me and said, don't go in the office. She's going to try and set you up. I said, no, we're not going to my office. I want to go in your office and talk. We're not going in the office. She got up, stormed out that door. Because the enemy tries to set up the people of God. But that dog ain't hunting. And every man of God, every leader ought to walk that way. Amen. All this hugging and close connection. You ain't got to hug every woman. Amen. Sweetie, darling, baby. No. Because you're sexually frustrated at home, you're trying to take it out on the princesses of God. Just shake their hand, God bless you, and do it from the side. Why? Paul said their end is destruction. Why run this race for 30 some odd years and lose it all for a moment of passion? Go to God, fast and pray. Tear down your flesh. Call on the name of Jesus. He will keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on him.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.